Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready for the word of God?
Amen.
Yes. Oh my God, who is that?
Somebody.
Somebody. Oh my God. Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. For your presence and for your anointing. Father, I pray this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, I pray that your anointing will touch us this morning. Your anointing will minister to us this morning. We welcome your presence. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands for a moment with me. Come on, just welcome the presence of God in our midst one more time.
Hallelujah.
Those who are watching us, come on, lift your hands and worship with us. Hallelujah. The heavens are going to open this morning over us. If you just come for a service, you're in the wrong place. If you want to meet the Holy Spirit of the living God and have an encounter with you this morning, you are in the right place. So lift up your hearts and your spirit and say, I'm not leaving this place unless you touch me this morning. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh.
Fresh fire, 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 fresh fire,
just keep lifting your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Keep playing, 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 playing. I want you to dig deep in your spirit. Come on, dig deep in your spirit. Out of the depths of your spirit, man. Just look into the heavenlies. Look into that throne and sing to him. Hallelujah. Come on. Your own song. Come on. Your own song. Sing to him. Hallelujah. Woo! Elamatu El Shaddai Elohim the Rohi. Creator is seen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's somebody's vessel is bubbling up. The Lord is not letting me preach this morning. Come on, let that vessel bubble now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let it bubble, let it bubble, let it bubble. Fire! Let that fresh bubbling, let that fresh bubbling, let that fresh bubbling. Come on, release it, fire! Get a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember the first time when you got baptized? What happened to you? The Lord is saying, I want that again in your life. I want that again in your life. Educated mind has made you think that was once and I receive it now, it's okay. The Lord is saying, I'm canceling it right now. God says, come back to me like a child. Hallelujah. He said, I want to stir the waters back again in you. I want to stir the waters back again in you. Oh, somebody watching me online, this is the word of the Lord for you. You have been baptized long time ago, but now you have been settled down. And God is saying, you're not settling down. Come back to the original. Like in the book of Acts chapter 2, I want to do it again and again and in your life. We are entering into a season for that. If you're saying yes and amen, lift up your hands and say, yes, I'm ready, Lord. Baptize me once again. Baptize me once again like I did it for the first time. Like I have received it for the first time. Oh, I want a fresh fire. I want the wind and the rain and the fire mixed together. Oh, God, I want the thundering together and the lightning together. Lord,
you have spoken. Open the windows of heaven. Let the fire fall. Let the rain fall in this place and stir every vessel, oh God. I see the cloud and I see the water and I see the wind flowing from the east. The wind from the south is arising right now, causing the fragrance of the spices to come up. Right now, right here. Right now, right here. We are waiting, 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 waiting. Right now, right here. Right now, right here. Oh, we are waiting, 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 Lord. Oh. Hallelujah.
Came and took the ark. For a long time, Israel did not have the ark. If you go back and study the history, it'll tell you every time they had to go to war, any major decision the nation of Israel had to make, they had to consult and they had to be before the ark and they would hear from God. But now the enemy has taken the ark and they never had an ark for a long time. And David in chapter 13 of 1 Chronicles chapter 13, he tries to bring the ark back and a disaster happens. Quickly, I want to tell you some of the things that David did that was the thing that made it a wrong step in the direction of bringing the ark back. And then we will go into chapter 15 to see how David brought the ark back the second time and what happened. So if you will bear with me, 1 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 1. That David consulted with the captains of the thousands and hundreds and with every leader. This time when he brought the ark back, it says he got scared because one of the person died and he left the ark. Why? The first point, why it was a disaster, is because David consulted with who? With captains of thousands and hundreds and every leader. Is it wrong to do that? Is it wrong to consult with people? Is it wrong to consult with your people and leaders? But David did what was normal and what was common and what was everybody doing. But I want to tell you something. If you want to bring the ark back, there is a way that God wants you to do it. Only that way you can do it. Any other popular way will not work. The first mistake he made was he consulted with the captains and thousands. So that David said to all the assembly of Israel, it seems good to you, and if it is the Lord our God. See how David is talking here? It is good to the people. He's confident saying it is good to the people. But then it says, if it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord our God, let us send our brethren everywhere who left the land, and then say, let's go bring it back. Verse number 4, then all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the sight of all the people. Watch this. First one, he consulted the leaders and the people. Second, what he did appeared to be what? Right in the sight of all the people. Hear me out. Many times when God wants us to do something, we are not supposed to consult with flesh and blood. Yes, we need to involve the people. I'm not saying don't involve the people. But direction does not come from human wisdom. Direction comes from God. It's not a democratic system. It's not a human agenda. The way God did with Israel, if you look at David, David never has done this before. Even before the enemy, he'll always say, do you want me to pursue him or not? Do you want me to go after him? But what happened to him here? He says he did not do what he normally would do. He consulted the leaders. He got tired. He got discouraged. Because they were like people, 400 men in the wilderness running around. Saul was chasing him. And he got tired of being anointed as king, yet not being the king. Being called as a king, yet not being the throne. So he was running around chased by Saul. He gave into the soul. Hear me. Hear me. In Galatians, the Bible says, Galatia, who bewitched you that you started in spirit, you ended up in the soul. Many times this happens even in our lives. We start right, but because of the circumstances and the pressure of everything that happens around us, human wisdom takes a hold of us. Human agenda takes a hold of us. The pressure of the community takes a hold of us. And then we give in and say, let me consult and let me see what the people are saying, and then I will do according to what the people says, and it looks pleasing and right in the sight of all the people. And the Bible does not say it was not right in the sight of God. Next one, for the lack of time, I'm going to rush through because I don't want to waste on this. I want to go to the next chapter. That's where I want to really share what God told me. And then if you go to verse number 6, it says, David and Israel went up to bring up from there the ark of the Lord, who dwells between the cherubim, where his name is proclaimed. I want you to really understand this in the spirit. What is the ark of the Lord? The ark of the Lord dwells between the cherubim. The God of the ark of the Lord dwells between the cherubim, where his name is proclaimed. I want you to know something. God does not dwell when a man's name is proclaimed. Oh, when a man is lifted up, God dwells where only his name is proclaimed. So here they consult with the men. It seems right on the side of the people. And now, with people's backing, he is going to a God who dwells in the midst of the cherubim where his name is proclaimed. He says, I'm going to bring you back. And look at verse 9. And look at verse 8. It's even beautiful. Let's go 7. So they carried the ark of the God on a what? Come on, talk to me. On a what?
Cart.
Some of you are not telling me.
New cart.
On a cart. What's wrong? We live in 21st century. We live in a multimedia age. We live in a Facebook culture. Instagram, I don't know, I forgot. What is the other one? Other apps that we got?
Snapchat.
So David said, come on, man. It's been so many years. Let's do something new. Let's do something what?
New.
So he said, let me bring the ark by what? A cart. Come on, think about it. Is there anything wrong? Good intentions. Come on. Spiritual. Doing the work of the Lord. It's good for the leaders. It's good for the people. It's pleasant. People are with me. People are backing me. Tell me which leader would not want that. And here they're going to bring the God who dwells between the cherubim who proclaim his name. And then he says they will bring it on a cart from the house of Abinadab Uzzah. And Ahio drove the cart. If we study the culture of that time, Diana in Philistine was taken parade in a cart. That was a culture. So what they did was, here is a true, living, real God and his anointing and his presence. Here is the way how Diana was celebrated. So David said, it sounds good for the people. It sounds good for the people. Put the ark on a cart and let's do it in a modernized way. Hear me out, younger generation, those who are watching me, and older generation. When it comes to bringing the ark, you cannot invent ways.
Yes.
Here they put it on an ark. And look at what they did. So this is where worship leaders, hear me very carefully. Verse number 8. Then David and all the Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing on harp, stringed instruments, tambourines on cymbals, with trumpets. It sounds like worship, isn't it? Just because you and I do a spiritual thing, that doesn't qualify us as the way of God. Just because we do worship doesn't mean it is pleasing to God. Worship can be in the soul, in the spirit, in the flesh. Worship can be also in the spirit. That which pleases God is only worship that is in the spirit. If the worship is coming out of my soul, it is sweat in the sight of God. So, they consulted the people. It was pleasing in the eyes of the people. They put it on a cart. And they do the usual thing, worship. What happens? And when they came to a particular place, a threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, and the oxen stumbled. Who stumbled? The oxen. Uzzah did not stumble. Watch here. Uzzah did not stumble. Uzzah did not go to touch the glory. Many times we say, Uzzah touched the glory. He, that was not his intention at all. He didn't touch the glory. Who stumbled? The oxen stumbled. It was a mistake of circumstantially what was happening. So, as a man in charge there, he had to respond to what was happening. Hear me very carefully. You and I will be put in places where you have to respond when things happen. But that action is what God will judge, because if it is not in the way of God,
Because the oxen stumbled, he said, the ark is about to what? Fall. So it was a good intention. A spiritual act. So he said, I will protect the ark from falling. So let me tell you this. So what happened as a result? Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and he struck him because he has put out his hand to the ark, and he died and there before God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. Therefore, the place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how can I bring the ark of God to me? So he left it there for 3 months. But the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. So let me tell you this. David wanted to bring it out of somewhere to another place. Somewhere in the middle, it came to Obed-Edom. And because of the anger of the Lord, and he got afraid, he left the ark there. And because of the presence of God, God blessed Obed-Edom. But that doesn't mean that's where the ark belongs. Blessing does not qualify the place for the ark. But the problem today is we look at the blessing and say, everything is happening good, so that means God is pleased. Hello? Am I talking to somebody? You're all looking at me. Don't throw stones. You will, right? So watch this. Good intentions. But if we do not know the way of the Lord, we can end up as an enemy of God. So let's go to chapter 15 and see how did they bring it. Are you with me? Those who are sleeping, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you sleeping?
No.
Okay. Okay, let's go to chapter 15. I want you to just follow with the scriptures. Come on, this is very important because this is change your life completely. Chapter 15 and verse 1. And David built houses for himself in the city of David. The first thing that you and I need to do, if you want the ark back, is what did he do? He built houses. That's not what I'm taking. Second, look at the one. He prepared a place for the ark of God. He prepared what? A place. So if I want to bring the ark back, don't bring the ark without you preparing a place. So let me ask you a question. If you're taking notes, write down the question. Have I prepared a place? That means what? Like have another extra bedroom? Like today we have so many people going back to Israel, get a replica, put it in the house of the ark, and we get so modernized, current age, burn some candles and get some incense going. Crap. I'm not talking about that. You cannot go back to the old ways of Israel. That means you're going back to the law. That means you're denying that Jesus is not the Messiah. But David had to prepare a place. So God is telling us this morning, I'm going to bring the ark back to America. I want to bring the ark back to Tennessee. I want to bring the ark back to Cleveland. I want to bring the ark back to Mount Zion. I want to bring the ark back in your life. But God is saying, where is the place? Build me a house of prayer. Build me a house of prayer. Build me a house of God. Where is the place of God? Do I have a place for the ark? So build him a place so that if that is faith, See, God does not do anything with human wisdom. God does not do anything with human ways. God does not do anything what the society, what the culture. You can say, oh, this is American culture. Can I tell you something? You can do something with the African culture. That doesn't mean God is accepting that. I can do something with an Indian culture because I was born and raised in an Indian culture. That does not qualify for God. There is no African. There is no Indian. There is no American. There is no white. There is no black. There is only one. One thing, the way of God. I may not like it as an Indian. Die. Oh, I'm pastor. I am not used to it. I am from another culture. So what? If I want to bring the ark like how my ancestors have brought it, you can be in danger. I can be in danger. Don't play the cultural game with God. Once you're born again, there is no ethnicity. There is no culture. You got to die and become Christ-like in what we do and how we do it. But we play with this. We back and forth and back and forth. Why? Our flesh draws us back. Oh, it appears like worship. And God says, "Woo! I smell the sweat." Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? Come on. Are you with me? Come on. Are you in the spirit with me? Come on. Pray in the spirit. I'm losing some of you. Come on. Pray in the spirit with me. Come on. Pray in the spirit. Some of you in here. La la land. Come on. Pray in the spirit. If you don't get it in the spirit, oh, you will lose what God wants to do in your life. This is your prophetic moment. This is your prophetic time. This is the prophetic season. So don't miss how God wants to bring the presence of God back in your life to restore you. Hallelujah. Hey, come on, let me hear you pray. Come on, open your mouths, open your mouths. Let me hear you pray. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how difficult it would have been for David? Here I go, consulting the people. In the eyes of the people, it looked good. Oh my God, I got the new way of doing things. Got a decorated cart. Probably I got some people parading in the front, celebrating with old banners. Oh, we got the streamers going. We got everything. We got the anchor chip going. We got everything that we want to go. But singing songs and appears to worship. And then suddenly the anger of the Lord is aroused. Why? Don't do it in your way. And now David is scared. And David is now saying, how did he do this? If you go back and study, it says he went back and searched in the Torah scriptures to see what was the instruction given to Moses. So this is an act of faith, how he prepared a place without the ark. So now you're saying, I am not feeling the presence of God. I am not experiencing the power of God. Yes. God wants to bring it back. But God is saying, do you have faith to prepare a place for it? Amen. So he prepared a place. Second point. Same verse. It says, he pitched a tent. He pitched what? A tent. Yes. So when I say tent, I'm not talking about referring to the tent that we have here. Don't get me wrong. What does it mean? Because the only thing that David thinks about is what? The tabernacle of Moses. See, when it comes to God, listen to me carefully. You have to go back to the scriptures and do what the heavenly model says. There is a pattern in the heavenlies for how things needs to be done on earth. So the pattern that David had was the tabernacle of Moses. So he pitched a tent. A tent is a covering, a place, designated place, a house of God. Today,
Hear me out, those who are watching me online, they're not going to like me for what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say the word of the Lord, whether you like me or not. Today, many are offended at church, so they want to bring the ark outside the house of God. You cannot do that. Did you hear me? Today there is a community, there is a movement going on all across America. Because I'm offended at the pastor, I'm offended at the church, I'm offended at the denomination. Now I come outside the church and I will pitch a tent and I will do my own thing. Why? Because I have a foundation of the offense. Do you think God will build something upon a foundation of offense? I call it a movement. A rebel movement. See, God will breathe his breath upon a rebel movement. Tell me in the scripture where something rebellious that came out of God's idea and God blessed it. See, this is what I'm talking about. We have lost the track of how to bring the ark back. I'm talking about mission movement. I'm talking about prayer movement. I'm talking about worship movement. You talk about a worship movement today. A worship movement that is very prevalent, accepted everywhere, is a foundation of rebellion and running away from the house of God. Why? I hate to submit to a leader. I want to do what I want to do. How are you going to not submit to a leader and submit to God? If you cannot submit to whom you see, how are you going to submit to someone that you don't see? Hello?
Hi.
Pastor Obi is like, come on, Pastor John, speak an encouraging word. Don't tear my people apart. So he pitched a tent. Look at verse number 2. Then David said, No one may carry the ark of the Lord. No one may carry the ark of the Lord. Watch that. No one may carry the ark. First he brought a cart. Now he's saying, not anybody who can carry the ark of the Lord. Watch this carefully. See how deep he is going now. First he said, let me bring it in a cart. And something happened. Now he says, I'm not even going to allow anybody to carry. There are specific people. Look at what it says. Then David said, no one may carry the ark of God, but the Levites. Woo, there is a place. Second, there is a person. Are you hearing me? I'm giving you prophetic insight here. I wish you were hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Not any place you can bring the ark back. There is a specific place that God wants you to erect a tent and prepare a place for the ark to come back. And there are specific people that God has in mind there. Don't do it because people want you to do it. Don't say it because that's what pleasing for the people. No, not anybody can carry it. There are specific Levites I have assigned. For the Lord has chosen them. So these people need to be chosen by God to carry the presence. And it says, carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to the people. Is that what the Bible says? Come on, tell me, what does the Bible say? Minister to the people? Today, the worship is all about what? Come on, talk to me. Only one side of worship, what? Ministering to the people. The other side of worship is what? Today we only sing songs about God. That is not ministering to Jesus. Singing to Him. There's a difference. So he said, these people know how to not to minister to the people. They knew how to what? Minister to God. Lift up your hands to heaven. Come on, say, make me someone who will minister to you, God. Shift me from people focus. Shift me from people focus. Make that shift, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that will begin to minister to you. You will be the object of worship. You will be the center of worship. To you we will sing. To you we will bow. To you we will worship. Break every
every human agenda, every altar made by man, every altar made by culture, every altar made by human people. Oh God, I pray you will break that methods and ways out of the system, that we will worship to you and you alone. Oh Jesus, hallelujah. Come on now, sing to him. Come on, sing to him. Come on, let's exercise. Come on, let's exercise. Come on, sing to him. Come on, worship him. Come on, look to him and sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You are awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place. Magnificent is your name, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Come on, proclaim the names of God in this place. Come on, proclaim the names of God in Yahweh. And mercy. Oh, I will bow down. I will bow down. Kere bahango rose kete ele bagande le ponde rese ili mi adoria canderia se telerio rebege de la mante le cose ele bagande la mante le gedita rebege de la mondo lo proclaim, declare, declare. Come on, lift them higher, lift them higher, lift them higher. Out of your spirit, out of your spirit. Come on. Oh, make a place. Make a place for him, hallelujah. Create an atmosphere for him. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, I see a tent coming. Oh, a house of David. Oh, the tent tabernacle of heavenlies. Oh, a tabernacle that holds the Shekinah glory. A tabernacle where God will dwell. A tabernacle where God will rule. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Come on, come on, 1 minute, sing to him, sing to him. He's not letting me go. He's waiting on somebody. You're saying, that is not me. I don't sing, it's not about you. Oh, you're saying, I'm not a singer. That's why God is waiting on you. that drag me to the flesh. Of God. I will dare not speak or say anything on my own. I will only say what I hear in the Spirit. Here I am.
Who sanctify themselves. In 13 it says, for because he did not do it first time, the Lord our God broke out against us because we did not consult him but about the proper order. Verse 13, we did not consult him about the proper order.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hi. Jesus.
Ooh. Jesus. It may not be pleasing in the sight of the people, saith the Lord. Jesus. This may not bring the applause of the leaders and the people in the city, saith the Lord. But if you will do it according to my order, you will see the glory of God come.
Yes, 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 yes.
Spirit.
still watching from the bench. The Lord is waiting. I'm not even entered into my sermon. The Lord is waiting. He's saying, jump into the river. Don't be standing and watching. Don't be dignified. Don't say this and say that. If you're not hungry, tell them, sorry, Lord, I'm not hungry. I'm sleepy. I'm not ready, God, but make me ready, God. Saying today it's going to change. It's been a while, says the Lord, that I have visited your living room. It has been a while that I walked into your tent and I had a face-to-face encounter with you. He says, I am longing and I am yearning for a place to walk in. Oh, if you're saying that it's me, Pastor, been in a dry season. Yes, all of us been through dry seasons, but you don't change the key, don't change the key, don't change the key, don't change the key. He's saying, I want to come. If that is you, lift your hand and close your eyes, everyone. Close your eyes and don't be watching. If that is you, lift up your hand to heaven, let heaven see you and say, God, here I am, Father God. Come, 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 come. I want an encounter, God. I want an encounter. I want to minister to you. I want to see your face. Take me past from the physical tent into your glorious tent. Move me from a physical place into a spiritual place. Oh, let me climb the mountain. Oh, like Moses, into the glory. He's calling you, come up higher. He's saying, I've been waiting, I've been waiting, I've been waiting, I've been waiting, I've been waiting. Come up, 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 come up. He's moving in our midst. Come on, he's moving in our midst. You gotta learn how to jump in when the water is stirred. Don't wait like that man at the pool of Bethesda. Don't be sitting there and waiting for somebody to come push you. Come on, jump when the waters are stirred. Come on, jump when the waters are stirred. Oh, those somebody here, Nepal, watching me with sickness, with kidney transplant and COVID, I say in the name of Jesus, jump into the waters and you will be made healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you are spiritually been paralyzed. Some of you spiritually have been walking with a stick. And the Lord is saying, I've come to remove that stick. Hallelujah. Oh, build me a house. Build me a tent. Build me a place. Build me a person. I want to come. I want to come. I want to come.
He's God drawing. I feel the Spirit of God drawing. I feel the Spirit of God drawing. Close your eyes if you're distracted. Close your eyes if you're distracted. And enter into the drawing of the Spirit. Jesus.
The glory is about to come.
about to come. Oh, receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Skin that has been for too long, it has become so strong, it has become a stronghold even for God to penetrate. He's stripping that skin off of you, he's giving you new wine skin. New wine skin is coming. Take it. Because there is a new wine that is about to be poured. So look at verse 15. I want to tell something to you here. The Lord wants me to say this. And the children of Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders. Even there is an instruction that is very specific. It says, the children of God, children of the Levites, bore the ark of God on their shoulders by its poles. There is a pole from the ark that is what's supposed to rest on your shoulder, not the ark. See, this is where I want to say something to you. What is that pole and what is that ring? We don't have time to dig into this. So much meaning there. But I can summarize it for you. If the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you, then it becomes religious. Did you hear me? Just because I know what to do doesn't mean God is leading you. Because in the past I've done this, so I'm going to do it now. They have to carry it on their shoulders by its pole, the pole that comes from the ark. As Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. So there is a place, there is a person, and there is a pole by which you can carry. Then David calls for praise and worship. See, according to the word first, then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites, appointed brethren to be singers, accompanied by instruments or singing instruments. And look at what it says. This is a beautiful passage. Obi, I did not see this. This is the first time I saw this. In the end of 16, it says, by raising their voices with sounding, resounding joy. With resounding joy. Don't tell me that I have come into contact with me. I'm talking about me. And I'm sitting there with a lemon in my mouth. There will be joy. Joy is God. Peace is God. There will be love. The character of God will be present when the real ark of God shows up. And look at verse 21. And David and elders and Israel, captain over thousands, went to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. See, this joy is not soul. It's not a happy-go thing that comes out of our jiving and our soul. It comes out of the Spirit of God. Soul doesn't entertain the ark. Soul only entertains people. Only spirit birthed. So I want to ask a question. Where is your pole? Do you know where the pole of God is to carry the ark? It's in the Word of God.
Jesus.
The key is in the Word of God for you to how to carry. Go search and find from the Word of God the pole how to carry with joy. And look at verse 26. This is another important point. See, just because I prepare a place, just because my person is prepared, just because I know the poles, just because I'm able to do the praise and worship in the Spirit, doesn't mean you can do it all. This is the ultimate key that I want you to focus on. Look at verse 26. It says, and so it was when God helped the Levites who bore the ark. See, you cannot do it out of your human strength. As long as the flesh is alive, the ark cannot be brought back. Whew. Jesus, I hope you're getting it by the Spirit this morning. When God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they offered bulls and sacrifices of 7 rams. God has to help us. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. I want to say something to you here. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 13. So when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, that he sacrificed oxen and fattened sheep. So watch this, how the ark was moved. There's praise and worship. They took 6 paces when they carried. After the 6th, they halted to do sacrifice. What is that? Don't get too familiar with God's presence. Don't get too familiar with God's presence. There is a distance that needs to be maintained. And they offered sacrifices after that space. Whew. There is a place, person. Hold proper heart of praise and worship with joy. And God helped them. And they had six spaces. The Lord wants to bring the ark back. Be it unto me. Be it unto me. Be it unto me. According to your word. According to your word.